This is Rima Tay. You're listening to Lee Williams.
He only came to the city from his small town to see what was behind those bright lights. He only came in to eat when he sat in the seat next to mine. I'll never forget when our eyes met, how we fumbled our first hello. It's when this city girl found country love in her soul. Big house, dirt road, a front porch swing and a floor. To stay, maybe catch up on some sleep. I was just being nice when I suggested he might stay with me. It was just like you see in a late night movie, swept me right off my feet. Now I'm trading my Calvin Kleins for a pair of faded blue.
Anyway, we're in Nashville at the Omni Hotel, and Rima Tay is with me.
Hi, nice to see you.
Great. We've been having a lot of success with your current single, which is?
You Got Two Wheels.
And it's done really, really well and climbed up the European charts, and we're ready for a new one, which is coming out for March.
Yes, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Tell me about it, because you've got an album out as well now, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, and this has been a long time coming, the recordings of this album. And so this song is called Save It for Someone Who Cares. And I feel like it's almost bookends, because my very first single out was Country Love, which was on the Hot Disc Top 40, a little more traditional country. And then now Save It for Someone Who Cares, who is also a little bit more traditional country, getting back to my roots a little bit.
That's great. And where do you record it?
I record with Bart Persley in his studio, High Ridge Studios in Tennessee.
Okay. And do you write all your own material?
Yes, I write it, and some I write by myself, and some I have co-writers on.
Good. And you play instruments as well, don't you?
Yes, I play a guitar. I have acoustic guitar and also electric guitar, and I play a little bit of a five-string banjo.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You know, that's great. So do you tour with the band?
No, I tour by myself sometimes, but I also do have a band that I do some dates with, so it just depends on where I'm playing and what I'm doing.
Yeah, down to budgets and venues and situations.
Right, it just depends on the situation and what people are looking for.
Cool. Well, at the end of the day, it's to promote your song, so it doesn't matter if it's you or a band, so it's good.
Yeah, right. I enjoy both. Sometimes it's nice to have the extra energy on the stage.
Okay. Have you appeared outside the U.S.?
Yes, but it's been a while. Back when I was with the all-female Grand Uptown Girls, we toured all over the East Coast and overseas, and I played for troops in Japan, the Philippines, Singapore. So I really enjoyed that and appreciate the troops for all they've done.
That's great. No, you know, something that I don't know if we actually do it so well in Great Britain as they do in America, but they're very patriotic here, and you know, most people will want to support the soldiers and the military, and you know, and because they do a lot for us.
Yeah, they do. And every time I've played for them, they've always been so respectful and nice and so appreciative of the music.
Yeah. I remember years ago, I used to be in a band, and we played, right down on the Czech border for the military, the American military. It was such a great thrill. It really was.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's always a thrill to play for them.
That's cool. So tell me some of the tracks on the album.
So some of the tracks are bonus tracks, of course. So I put Country Love on this album, and also the Christmas song that I wrote with my mother, Santa's Gone Country, I put on there. But then there's also some other songs, Feels Like It's Gonna Rain, which is the only song I didn't write on the album that was out as a single. It was on the Music Row Breakout Charts. Bump, 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 which was on the Music Row Breakout Charts. And there's a couple things on there that are surprises that actually have not been released.
Oh, good. Well, we're looking forward to playing those. We'll play a few in the interview as well, and spread it around over what we talk about. So what's your aspirations, ambitions at this moment of time?
Well, I want to be touring more and playing out some more in some venues. I'm also already writing and planning my recording for my next album to come out, and another single to come out probably near summer.
This is Rima Tay. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Hanging out, drinking Starbucks coffee. See you pull up on the shiny Harley. Winning me over with that wing. Making me blush without saying a thing. You kind of look like the Tasmanian devil. Never did feel like this before. My mind says stop, my heart craves more. We might be a love song that turns into you've done me wrong. Sugar sweet when it's on the tongue. In the heat, maybe won't burn long. We could end like Tina Knight. Hot and heavy, then we're cold as ice. You got two wheels, I got a tank top. Let's go for a ride, see where the road stops. It's been 2 years since we fired that honker. Got some free-range chickens and our name on a mailbox. Never did think we'd come this far. Catching lightning bugs in a mason jar. Could have been a love song that turned into you done me wrong. Sugar sweet when it's on the tongue. Got sweeter as time went on. We didn't end like Tina Knight. We're hot and heavy and it lasts all night. You got two wheels, I got a tank top. Let's go for a ride. We know that we won't stop. Let's go for a ride. We know that we won't stop. We know that we won't stop.
So do you do much Do you do much TV, that type of thing over here? Do you get a chance to appear on television?
Sometimes. You know, it's funny because when I first came to Nashville, I had an agent and I was doing acting.
Okay.
And I actually was in a short film that was in the Memphis Film Festival that actually got recognized. So I do like to do that. So every now and then there's something that comes up, you know, for TV every now and then.
Who are your influences? So who are the people that have influenced you to your style? Because you've definitely got your own style.
Thank you. Linda Ronstadt was a big influence on me. I actually got to see her live years ago with my brother, and I still remember that day. But I just always have loved her music. And I was raised on traditional country music, so my parents, they were big music people as far as, like, they loved music. And my dad played the accordion, and my mom played the violin. And so there was always music around the house. So we would listen to George Jones, Johnny Cash, Johnny Rodriguez, Tammy Wynette, you know, all those early, Waylon Jennings, you know. And we got to see a lot of those people at this little bowling alley. They would come, and there was a back room where they would perform. And
really?
I remember being a tiny little girl. I don't know how old I was. I was probably kindergarten, first grade, somewhere around there. And Tammy Wynette had come. And you could have kids at this because it was family type thing. My parents brought me, and I got to sit up on the stage with her. And I still remember it. And that made such a, I don't know, it had such a big influence on me because she was so friendly and so gracious. And it was just my early inspiration.
Yeah, so many of those artists, unfortunately, are no longer with us, which is really sad. I mean, there's obviously lots of good country music around, but I don't think that there's the same class that was around in those days.
Yeah, and I think that some of the artists like, you know, Lainey Wilson and Ashley McBride are trying to bring back some of that country, you know, influence, which I really like.
That's good. So you starting touring now? Are you touring much?
I'm working on that. I just finished doing some music at in Franklin, Tennessee, played out there, and now I'm just looking for more shows for the rest of this year.
Okay.
So it takes a little time to get
those. Do you do all your own bookings?
I do. I do my own booking. I do my own social media, and I do my own music videos.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I love doing it, actually. You know, and I love, you know, especially on social media, responding to people, you know, when they make comments and all. I just like to get to know the people that are listening and build relationships with those people.
Good. Do you do any short form sort of YouTube production? Not just a song, but maybe a...
Yeah, well, I do little different things on YouTube. Sometimes I'll do little things about, like, my career and, you know, answer questions or
what
inspired
me.
Yeah, things like that. And I've done also like Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives. Well, I'll get on there and play five or six songs.
Is there a new video for the new song?
There will be. I like to have my videos come out like a month or so after the single.
Okay.
It just kind of helps keep it going. And so I'm working on one now. I already have in my mind what it's going to be.
Okay.
So I will be doing that later, probably the beginning of next month.
And what's the title of the new single?
It's called Save It for Someone Who Cares.
And what is all that about?
You know, I try to make the women in my songs courageous women, you know, women that, you know, they have strength. They've been through difficult times, but I don't want people to have pity on them. And this is about a girl who's in a relationship with a guy who just is cheating on her, and she realizes it and realizes that he's not changing and she has to walk away and make that difficult decision, you know, but it's done in a way of strength, you know, rather than a way of pity.
That's great. That sounds good. I'm looking forward to spinning that. And, you know, I know the European audiences are going to love it. And I'm sure it'll jump into the charts like your other material has.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate, you know, Europe, the UK and all around there has been so responsive to the music and to my music. And I really appreciate that. They really do seem to like country music.
Ray, it's been great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too, and it's great seeing you.
Yes, indeed. It's been a while.
Yes.
It has been a few years, yeah. I remember when you came in, you came in really looking funky. And it was really, no, it's not saying you don't now, but you know, you came in really funky, and it was sort of like so different than all the other girls that were walking around, which is great. So
thank you.
We wish you all the best, and good luck with the single.
Thank you.
Just announce the single.
It's Save It for Someone Who Cares.
That's Ray Matei. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ray Matei. You're listening to Lee Williams.
I heard you weren't working last Friday night. I was home folding up your laundry. You came in with a weak alibi. You're doing isn't cool, and I'm not believing. I'm not believing. Save it for your friends at the bar. They don't even know who you are. Save it for the girl who left her pink lipstick on your collar. You can tell them that you're jagging a rental. And say your divorce is finally settled. And when you turn around and I'm not standing there, you can save it for someone who cares. This gold you're wrapped around my finger is tarnished. Can't even remember the promises you made have all began to fade, and nothing seems the same. So I will leave it on your pillow. So when you come home, you won't have to see me leaving. Save it for your friends at the bar. They don't even know who you are. Save it for the girl who left her pink lipstick on your collar. You can tell them that you're jagging a rental. Even say your divorce is finally settled. And when you turn around and I'm not standing there, you can save it for someone who cares. One day you're gonna wake up and miss the smell of my Chanel and the makeup sitting on the dresser. You're gonna see the love you gave away change your life forever. It'll be a lonely Saturday night. You'll come home to your trailer park rental. Your divorce will be finally settled. And when you turn the key and I'm not standing there, will you wish you saved it for someone?